What about this Chris Webber possibility that we read about? I guess it was over the weekend and you reported on. Is he a player in this at all?
He's wanted to be a player for about, I got a call from Chris about, maybe, let's see, this is about 6 weeks ago, maybe 5 weeks ago. And out of the blue, I was in the office, and he just called, and he was really upset because it looked like this stuff was really good. It was heating up. This was after the All-Star game. And he said that he had put together a group, and he had tried to reach out. He had reached out to the Maloofs that he would like to buy into the interest of their club, and they just were not interested. And you saw him on TNT last week, probably heard he's trying to get involved with a group behind the scenes that's trying to do different things. He's trying very hard to get involved, and I think that the move to Vegas, the trip to Vegas was probably to really impress upon them in person that, look, I want to get involved here. I want to buy into your team. The problem is the Maloofs own, I believe, 53% of the Kings, and they want to – there's no way they would give up. The concern would be they don't want to give up majority interest, right? Because they want to be the controlling partners, which they could be anyway. But everybody would have to vote it and say you're the managing partners. You know, when you don't own the majority, they want to keep the majority. So that's they don't want to sell that extra two. You know, you sell what 3-4%, and then you know, and all of a sudden you don't control the team anymore.